If you have a Bible tonight, you'll find our text in the Psalms tonight. In the Psalms. We thank the Lord for His kindness to us tonight, the good songs, and pointing us to Him. We appreciate those that had us over for supper tonight and taking part in killing me and the preacher. And thank them for their kindness in doing that. We have been, since Sunday morning, looking at various and sundry Bible characters that had an experience with a tree, and preaching on the subject of being rightly related to the tree. Yesterday morning, we looked at Adam and Eve. They found themselves behind a tree. It was the tree of the fallen. And then last evening we looked at Elijah. He found himself under a tree, the tree of the fainting. Tonight I'd like to turn our attention, if I could, to Psalms 1. Psalms 1, if you've got the Bible there tonight, we want to look at David tonight, and he found himself like a tree, like a tree. And it was the tree of the fruitful. I was interested tonight, if you would be interested, in a foolproof plan. Foolproof now. It's 100% foolproof. That everything you touched would prosper. Everything you touch would be successful. I don't know about you. If somebody come to me with a plan like that, I'd say, absolutely, tell me about it. David does. Chapter number 1. You say it's too good to be true. You're right, it's good and it's true. I have tried it for 52 years, and it works. Foolproof. Everything you touch, prosper. He says in the text, in verse number 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Here's our text. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Please tell me my King James Bible does not say what I think it says in the last part of verse number 3. And whatsoever, that's everything, he doeth, anything you do, he said, I'll prosper. I don't doubt some of you here tonight could use this plan. Especially some of you young people over here tonight. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord don't come back and 50 years from now you'd look back and you'd see everything you'd touched. God prospered it. How is the plan work? Notice for David, he said that it would involve the planting of the tree. He mentions the procedure of the planting. He says, and he shall be like a tree planted. I was interested in that little word planted. We get our little word transplanted from it. Means to violently uproot from one place and stick it in another place. I was wondering tonight, not being nosy, God forbid I stick my nose in your business. You have any historical recollection God ever ripping you out of one world and sticking you in another? You say, I don't have any recollection of that. Would you make yourself a note? I'm going to hell when this is over with. You have any recollection of God ever ripping you out of the world of darkness and planting you in the world of light? you have any historical recollection of God ever ripping you out of the world of sin and planting you in the world of holiness? You have any recollection of God ever ripping you out of the world of death and planting you in the world of life? It's called the new birth. David called it planting. Maybe just to expand on it a little bit, I wouldn't take long to do it. I don't want to confuse you with the Bible. But Romans, if you've got the Bible there, Romans chapter number 11, we'll hurry back over to the Psalms. But Paul sort of gives a description. And you can just sort of think in your mind, has anything like this ever happened to me? But see, you can't even get in on the prosperity plan unless you've been planted. Paul says in Romans chapter number 11 and verse number 17, and if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, he's talking about Gentiles, being a wild olive tree. I was interested in that little phrase, wild olive tree. The little phrase, it has the idea of a dead stick. You're not connected on either end. You can get your little old whittle knife, you can whittle it into it all you want to, you ain't gonna find no green. Ain't no photosynthesis going on in this stick. It's dead. And he says, I took it and I grafted it in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. I don't know about you, I've probably told you this before. I'm not into collecting sticks. You may be into collecting sticks. I realize that God's into collecting sticks, but he only likes dead ones. If you've got life in you tonight, he can't help you. Matter of fact, he says he's a doctor, and he only takes dead patients. I like that, don't you? What I love about this grafted, he says that in our text, in verse number 18, I always thought that he probably grafted us into the trunk. No. He didn't graft me in the trunk. He might have grafted you in the trunk, but not me. He says in verse number 18, he said, we have been grafted into the root. I am in the unseen world. I'm in that place of the Almighty, in a secret place. You couldn't find where I've been rooted if you want to. Are you listening to me? I'm not bearing him. He's bearing me. And so I'm asking you tonight, do you have any recollection of God taking you a dead stick and planting you in what? Please correct me. Didn't I read somewhere in the Bible where Jesus said that he was the root and offspring of David? Time out. Hold on. You can't be the root and offspring of an individual. You cannot be David's daddy and David's son all at the same time. Unless you're God. And that's where he stuck me in. I'm asking you tonight, have you ever been taken out of the world of light and put in the world of darkness and put in the world of light? The procedure of the planting, that is the key tonight if you're going to have this foolproof success program. We're back in our text in Psalms 1, if you have the Bible there. Psalms 1, not only the procedure of the planting, but we find the place where does he plant all of his trees. He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That little phrase is head waters. It is the source of the flow. Did not Paul tell us in Ephesians that the church is made clean by the washing of the water of the Word of God? If he has ever planted you, he has given you an insatiable thirst for the Bible. I see a lot of you don't even have a copy of it with you tonight. I don't know what you're thirsting after. but it ain't God. There has got to be an insatiable thirst for the Word of God, or you'd have never been planted. Man comes out of his mother's womb, and he is 80% water when he comes out. And if he does not maintain that water level, everything in his body begins to die. And if Christ has ever planted you in the spiritual world, he created you with an insatiable desire. You ought to get up in the morning and say, man, that's got to get me a drink. Mid-morning, man, I'm just so thirsty. I got to get me some Bible. You listening to me tonight? You can't fake it. Well, I tell you, I just don't understand the Bible. I don't understand most of it either, but those parts that I understand is what scares me. Do you tonight have an overwhelming thirst for the Bible? There was a survey done some time ago by a well-known fundamentalist, and he surveyed 1,000 of us-ans, so-called Bible believers. And he did it mostly in the Bible Belt. He asked some questions. I thought it was interesting, this question got 95% yes, I believe that's in the Bible. God helps those that help themselves. That is not in the Bible. Matter of fact, it's anti-Bible. Because the only people that God helps is those that can't help themselves, and he's going to fix it where you can't help yourself so you can come to him for some help. I love this one. 70% of the people he surveyed said that they believed that Noah's Ark and Joan of Arc were husband and wife. That's funny, isn't it? I was wondering if you would think this question was funny. He asked if they would tell how much time a day they spend in the Bible. And he took an average of the 1,000 people he surveyed. And he found that the average was 3 minutes a day spent in the Word of God. I do not consider that an insatiable thirst. I consider that you are a brown stick and you have never been grafted into the family of God. You say, preacher, I've prayed the sinner's prayer. I've been down to Romans Road, to German Road. I've been baptized. I've been a member at Holly Springs for years. Hell will be full of people that were dead. I'm talking about the foolproof plan now. But you must be planted tonight. I love what the old tongue-tied Nazarene preacher said. Everybody talking about going to heaven, take going. Just because you're talking about it. You must have the goods tonight. You must have an insatiable thirst for the Bible. The planting of the tree. But I notice in the text the practice of the tree. What does the tree do? I notice in verse number 2 that there is a bending practice. He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I was interested in the law of the Lord. It is another word that's used in the Psalms for the Bible, the Word of God. He said, if you've been planted, you delight. Ruh-roh. Man, I looked up that word delight. The highest form of fun and pleasure. Somebody gets the Bible out. You act like we're going to Six Flags. Woo! Man, I can't wait! the mark of a child of God. Highest pleasure is found in the Word of God. Matter of fact, he says in this bending practice that they would be called blessed there in verse number 1. Blessed is the man. That little word blessed is the word happy. Happy. I have met some people that were happy, but they do not line up with this word because it's in the plural. Happy, 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 happy. You don't meet many Baptists that are just happy, 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 happy all the time. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about planted. I thought it was interesting in this bending practice. David again mentions trees in the Psalms. And he compares it. We're just asking ourselves. We're not thinking about the person beside. We're thinking about ourselves. Have I ever been planted? In Psalms 92 and verse number 12, he says, the righteous shall flourish like the what? He compares planted his people to a palm tree. The world he compares to a palm tree for. They're very unique trees. Whenever they plant a palm tree, it immediately puts down roots in search of water. No! In search of a rock. It's been known to send its tentacles out a mile from its base in search of a rock. What's it going to do with a rock? Wraps all of its roots around the rock. Didn't I hear somewhere in the Bible that he said he was the rock of ages? Once they have wrapped all of their root system around the rock, they begin to search out for water. They say it's almost impossible to uproot one. You ever see down there in Florida those hurricanes come through and just wipe out the whole neighborhood? Don't leave nothing but the foundation slabs and then the pine trees, the palm trees. They're sitting there happy, 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 happy. Is that what you are tonight? He says they're like, in verse number 12, they grow like the cedars of Lebanon. They're giving off that sweet fragrance and aroma of Christ. Their whole bent is towards him and him alone. I'm talking about a foolproof plan, the bending practice. But I see back in Psalms 1, there is a blessed practice. Preacher, if I was, you know, wanting to examine myself, am I really been grafted into Christ? Do I really have the goods? I know I got my place and I got my date. It was right over here is where I prayed my little prayer. Hail be full of people. Prayed a little prayer over there. But they ain't got the goods. Ain't got the goods. What kind of goods I got to have? Not only would there be a bending practice, but David said there'd be a blessed practice. He says if you've been planted, he says in our text in verse number 2, not only is his delight is in the law of the Lord, but in his law doth he meditate. Ruh-roh. Gonna cut a lot of you out. Day and night. I know you would like for that little day and night to be, have your little time in the morning, have your little time at night. I'm sorry. The little phrase won't do that. The little phrase in the original is every waking an hour. If you're awake, David said you should be doing this, meditating. I was interested in that little word, meditate. We get our little word, ruminate from it. Chew the cud. Is the word. Chew the cud. Oh, cow, tonight, chews the cud. He take a little grass and chew on it a little while, and he'll swallow it down in his stomach. After a while, he'll burp it back up, and he'll chew it some more, and he'll swallow it back down. He'll do that all day long. on until he finally swallows that last swallow. It has turned to total liquid by now. This is awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not. Once he swallows it that last time, it becomes cow. So what have I got to do all day long? Taking little portions of the Word of God, chewing on them in my mind, swallowing them down into my spirit, burping them back up in my mind, chewing on them in my mind, swallowing them back down in my spirit. Maybe before you go to bed tonight, that last chew you're going to take, burping it up in your mind and chewing on it, and you swallow it that last time, what is it going to do? It's going to become Christ in you and bear fruit out of you. There is a blessed practice. I'm afraid most of us live on milk. The Bible talks about milk and meat. I've told you about that before. It's awful deep. I hate to even bring it up, but I will. One comes from a cow and the other one is the cow. Milk and meat. Most Baptists tonight live on milk. They live on what they can get from somebody else. Some little old podcast they listen to, some little old video they listen to, some little old article they read. The only way you can get cow, you must open this book and cut you some steak off and feed yourself. The writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter number 5, if one lives on milk alone, he said he cannot tell the difference in good and evil. So you could be sitting here tonight and cannot tell the difference in good and evil. No wonder we got people sitting in Baptist churches voting for Democrats. You listening to me tonight? I ain't pulling no lever to kill no more babies. I want that blood on my hand. You can have it on your hand if you want to. I'm not going to do it. How come? I've been chewing the cud. More I chew, the worse they look. You looking? You listening to me? Talking about the practice of the tree. I notice also in the text, not only the practice of the tree, but I notice the production of the tree. He tells us in our text that there is a furthering production. He says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I thought it was interesting that little word bring has got an ETH on it. Ongoing, continual. One that he has planted. If he has grafted you in, it bears continual fruit. Continual fruit. I love the hound out of that, don't you? Matter of fact, he says this leaf also shall not wither. It's evergreen. They don't do it seasonal. All around their soul could give way. All hail's breaking out. They just bearing fruit, bearing fruit, bearing fruit. Of course, you know, I've got two trees in my backyard, and they both look like evergreens until winter comes. And the real evergreen stands up. And he says, I am still alive. Don't matter how dark it gets, how cold it gets, how miserable it gets, Biden could get in there, get Hillary back in there, and they sell the whole thing to China. We just keep on bearing fruit, bearing fruit. Ain't gonna suck our thumb and wonder and worry about nothing. How come? We've been grafted in. Furthering productions. God will send the winter seasons for you to be able to see if you've got the goods or not. There is a furthering production. There is a fruitful production. It's not a force. He says it bringeth. It's not a force thing. I'm not going to get up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to try to bear fruit today. Oh, I'm going to eat it. No, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to take in the water of the Word of God by chewing the cud. It's going to go down in my spirit. It's going to connect with the sap of the Holy Ghost, and it's going to naturally produce Christ likeness in me. Huh? Are you listening to me? John 15 says, He is the vine, we are the branches. He said, if you abide in my word abide in you. He said, you'll bear fruit, much fruit, and more fruit. The Holy Ghost fills the vessel. You'll bear fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of these will be naturally come forth out of you. And I tell you, if He's grafted you in, He'll make you sweet, not bitter. Deep, deep theological question. How many of you ever buy grapes at the store in them bags? You raise your hand. It ain't a trick question. Keep your hands up if you buy them. Would you put your hand down now if you don't taste them before you buy them? You dumb! I done took too many home and they're bitter. They owe me for all the bags that I already done took home. Those sweet grapes glow close up to the vine. They getting that sugar from Him. That's where I want to abide. I want to be one of those grapes that just right up there close to Him so He can put that sugar through me. Are you listening to me tonight? That's what His trees are always like. There's a fruitful production. I begin to wrap up these thoughts tonight. I don't know a thing about apple trees, so don't think I'm some expert. I'm just telling you what I've read. But it's in your North Carolina mountains that they raise Red Delicious apples. Probably one of the better apples, for me anyway. But oftentimes Red Delicious will quit bearing apples. And they have created a program up there where they will take a branch off a crab apple tree. Now, I don't know about you. I don't care much for crab apples unless you got a 50-pound bag of sugar. But they'll take that crab apple branch and they will graft it into the trunk of that Red Delicious. And in about two seasons, it will begin to bear Red Delicious. I got to thinking about that. That's the way I was. I was an old dead crabapple branch. It wasn't worth burning. And He stuck me into the Red Delicious Lamb of God. And I began to bear Red Delicious Lamb of God fruit. You have any recollection He ever taken you as an old crabapple branch and grafting you into the Red Delicious Lamb of God, and you begin to bear the Red Delicious? But this is something else I saw. I thought it was interesting. They said they have to constantly prune those. They have to keep pruning them back. How come? They said they'll get water sprouts on the end and they'll start bearing crab apples again. Whoa, although I have been grafted into the Red Delicious Lamb of God, I every now and then want to go back to crabapple business. And He has to come along. It's meetings like this. We're having meetings like this. And some of you have sat here and you're loaded with crabapples on the end of your branches and you hadn't pruned none of them off yet. Are you listening to me? I close tonight with four questions. Do with them what you want. Question number one, have you ever been transplanted? That is the key to the whole prosperous plan. Question two, are you desiring tonight, insatiably desiring, more water of the Word? John Huss, the old Puritan that was burned at the stake by the Catholic Church because he wanted an English Bible, he taught his people the imbibing of the Scriptures at his church. The little word imbibing is a word that we get for the addiction of some drug or alcohol. John Huss taught his people that they needed to be addicted to the Bible. Any of God's people that he plants, they are Bible addicts. Bible addicts. So question number two, are you a Bible addict? Question number three, do you ever struggle with crabapple sprouts? How do you handle them? I thought it was interesting. I would just throw out an answer for question number three. In Psalms 3, it's right there under Psalms 1, the title of it is a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Absalom's taken over the kingdom. David's fleeing. Everything he's got's in a knapsack. He's a multimillionaire. He's king over several million people now. Absalom's taken the kingdom. He is running for his life, and Absalom's on the roof raping his wives. And he writes Psalms 3. And the title, a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom's son, this is the first time the word Psalms is mentioned in the Bible. Very interesting word. It is the word mizmar. Mizmar. It means to prune away the temporal so that the eternal can be clearly seen. He said, David, he said, I'm going to let your son take it over. He's going to rape your wives up there on the roofs, because he said, I want to prune away what is temporal, so you can see clearly. Could that be why God had a little Chinaman over there in Chinaman get a little shaky with a petri dish and let this virus go? Because he wants to prune away the temporal so that you can see clearly what is eternal. So question number three, are you struggling? Are you wrestling? Are you allowing God to prune you, these crab apples? Question number four, do you have any evidence tonight? Do you have any evidence that you're becoming like Christ? You're becoming Christ-likeness. I love the way the old songwriter said in the little chorus, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Does that describe you tonight? You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, you are my brother. Even though you're a king, I love you more than all others, so much more than any other. I want you more than gold and silver. You can satisfy. You alone are my soul's desire and the apple of your eye. Does that describe you tonight? I tell you tonight, if you do not have a yes answer for all four of those questions, I would be finding me a place in an altar tonight and asking God. I'm sure maybe one of those questions you're weak in, maybe you'd want to ask God, God, I sure wish you'd come by here tonight and sort of bolster me in that area. I want to be a Bible addict. I want to deal with them water sprouts on that crab tree. I want to be more like you. I want to get to the place that everything I touch. Don't you want that for your children, your grandchildren? Everything they touch, it'll prosper. We're standing. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. We're not playing no music unless the preacher wants to play some. We don't want to get you sidetracked by nothing. Preacher, one of those questions. Boy, it's a no for me. It's a no for me. If that first question, have you ever been transplanted, if that was a no, would you think for a moment how hot hell's going to be for you? Because you have heard truth again. You've heard truth again. You've heard truth again. Every time you hear it, hell gets hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. If that question cannot be answered with a yes tonight, I believe I'd seek the Lord. I'd run to Him. Have mercy on my soul, O God. Plant me tonight in Your root. Altar's open. You obey Him.
In the stillness of the moment, you listen to the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, folks are praying. I can tell you the work of the husbandman and the work of the grafting is a personal work. They can do all kind of automated stuff. They can shear sheep automatically. They can pick fruit automatically. But things get grafted in personally through the hands of the husbandman. Have you ever personally yielded unto Him? Oh my. Miss Kim, you come. Brother Brian, let's do a little bit of breathe on me. We said Sunday morning, not we only want to be at His feet, but He desires to be at our feet. He desires to deal with what needs to be dealt with. And the truth is tonight, you can't get at His feet and keep your feet at a distance. Keep your feet from Him. And God has sent the man of God tonight to deal with hearts. God sent the preaching of the Word of God tonight to prune, amen. Takes the breath of the Holy Ghost to graft you in. Takes the breath of the Holy Ghost to show you you're a dead stick. Takes the breath of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost to seal in. They seal in that grafted branch, amen. Oh my. Sing a little bit of this while folks are praying. Altar's open.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Until my heart is clean, let sunshine fill its inmost heart with not a cloud between. Breathe on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me Take thou my heart, cleanse every part. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. My stubborn will subdue.
That's pronym suckers.
Teach me in
that's
words
pronym suckers
of living flame what Christ would have me do. Breathe on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me till I am all thine own, until my will is lost in thine to live.
That's when you get red delicious apples. Sing it now.
Breathe on me, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Take thou my heart, cleanse every part. Holy Spirit.
Make that course personal now.
Breathe on us, breathe on us. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Take thou our heart, cleanse every part. Holy Spirit, breathe
on us. What preaching from the Word of God. Just Bible. Now, you don't have to agree. Everybody won't agree. But you can be wrong if you want to. But a man, a so-called preacher, that does not preach the book. I didn't say about the book. But does not preach the book, has clearly not been grafted in. And a people that don't want to hear the book preached, clearly they have not been grafted in either. I'm glad I've been put in. I didn't say get in, got in, I was put in, amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the preaching of the Word of God tonight. Amen. I want to challenge you to be praying for the remaining services of the meeting. Remind you, offering plates back to the back and here on the communion table. If you'd like to give anything to this man of God, doesn't have a blessed thing to do with what we give him from the church. It's just a way for you to have part in his ministry. And I trust you'll mind the Lord about that. If you're visiting with us, we've been honored to have you tonight. A reminder, tomorrow at 2 o'clock on WWOL, old-fashioned cat meeting hour, you'll hear tomorrow last night's message, and then this message will be aired day after tomorrow. So tune in and listen, but come join us again tomorrow night. Amen. Tell somebody you're glad to see them. You're at liberty. if you've been grafted in tonight, amen.